Will you turn with me, please, to the New Testament, to the book of Hebrews and the 3rd chapter. The book of Hebrews and chapter 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honour than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, that they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. And once again, we know that God will add his blessing to the reading of his own precious and inspired word. Perhaps we'll bow briefly in prayer just before we turn to the ministry of the gospel. Let us all pray. Our gracious God and our Father, we thank thee for the word of God. We thank thee for the clear message of thy book. Thank thee for the way of salvation made plain. Thank thee for the Lord Jesus, the Savior of men. And O Lord, we rejoice that whosoever looks unto him, that they shall be saved. Lord, bless the message of thy word this evening. And if any is in the service not born again, if there's one soul not saved, grant our God that this will be the night of decision, the night of coming to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So bless thy word. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight I want to speak to you on the subject of a solemn caution. And taking our text from this chapter that we read together, Hebrews 3, verse 7, we have these solemn words by way of caution. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. This verse is spoken in connection with the children of Israel. And although we find it written in the New Testament twice in this chapter, and once in Psalm 95, three times we have this solemn caution repeated in the Word of God. When God says something once, it's important. But if God says something twice, it is also important. But when God says something three times in His Word and repeats a solemn caution, then it is something worth taking notice of. Today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. The history of the Jews is full of instruction for us. We cannot read the history without learning some very valuable and important lessons from the Jewish nation. And especially as we read the account of their journeyings in the wilderness. We learn, first of all, the deep depravity of man, of the human heart, and of the sinfulness, and of the rebelliousness that is in the heart of man. We find out that these people in the wilderness, they rebelled and murmured and grumbled against the Lord in spite of the Lord's graciousness, in spite of God's goodness, in spite of His provision and His guiding hand and His protection upon them. We find that they turn around and they rebel, they murmur against the Lord. When God made heaven and earth to serve their needs, they still rebelled against Him. And so we learn the deep sinfulness and depravity of the human heart. We also learn how great is God's compassion, because God, we might say in a human term, tolerated these people for 40 years. He put up with them in the wilderness for all this time. God is slow to anger, and He is plenteous in mercy. He does not always chide, neither does He keep His anger forever. And if God had wished, He could have cut these people off immediately. Because of their stiff, stubborn, rebellious nature, God could have cut them down at once. But the Lord is long-suffering. He's gracious. He's full of compassion towards the grumbling, rebellious sinners of mankind. Thank God that He is tonight. Thank God we trust one who is compassionate. But we also learn from the history of the Jews in the wilderness that the impenitent sinner will not finally be allowed to escape. He will not finally be allowed to escape if he despises the grace and the goodness and the kindness of the Lord. The history of the wilderness wanderings makes this quite clear, that after such a long tolerance spell of 40 years, God came in judgment, and almost all of that group, apart from two, their carcasses fell in the wilderness, and they were judged by Almighty God. They were not allowed to enter the promised land. And if there's a sinner here tonight, and you have been gambling on the goodness of God, you've been depending upon the compassion of a God in heaven, remember, there's a day coming when your stiff, rebellious nature, God will judge it. God will pour out His judgment upon it. As you're not going to escape forever. Thank God tonight that you're still in the land of the living. Still in the place of mercy. Still under the sound of the Word of God. Still hearing the voice of Christ. Calling it to Himself, you as a sinner. Thank God you can come and trust Him while you're still in the day of mercy and in the day of grace. And it's from this history that the Apostle Paul takes up the pen and writes here in Hebrews chapter 3, "Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts." Let us look at this verse tonight, just for a short time. And I want us, first of all, to consider the voice that is referred to here. Let us look at the voice. Today, if you hear His voice, well, whose voice is it? It's His voice. And by reading the 5th and 6th verses of the chapter, we perceive that this is none other than the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the voice of the blessed Savior, and as such, it's a voice of mercy. It's the merciful Christ of Calvary, that wonderful man of Calvary, that is speaking in the text, and that is speaking to you, sinner, and that is calling you in mercy from your darkness, and from your rebellion, and from your sin, to trust in the God of heaven. The Bible tells us that grace is poured into His lips. It's a voice of mercy. He did not come to condemn us. He did not stand upon Calvary's mountain to condemn the world, but He died there upon the cross to save the world, to save mankind, to bring us from the curse, to bring us from darkness, from death, from destruction, from hell, right unto God Himself, that we might have eternal and everlasting life. It's the voice of mercy, and He speaks tonight in the service in mercy and in tones of compassion to the sinner who's not saved. And He's calling you in mercy tonight. Oh, the Lord is merciful. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Tell me, have you been to Calvary tonight? Have you been to the Lord Jesus Christ? And do you know His pardoning grace, His offer of forgiveness? And have you heard that sweet, comforting words that have come from the lips of the Savior? Words of pardon, words of forgiveness, words of acceptance. Thank God you can hear it tonight. Today, if you hear His voice, not the voice of the preacher, not the voice of a denomination, not the voice of the church, not the voice of the ordinances of the Lord's table or baptism, but the voice of Christ. And if you hear that voice tonight, respond, come to Him. Do not despise it. Don't close your ear to it. Don't stop the ear. Listen, it's the voice of mercy. It's the voice of our blessed Savior, the one who came all the way from glory, down to the shame of Calvary's cross, suffered and bled and died for my sins and yours, that we might go at last to heaven saved by His precious blood. Yes, it's the voice of mercy. And in Luke 4, verse 18, Christ says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to give sight to the blind, to preach liberty to the captives." Oh, sinner, you're held captive by the devil. You're imprisoned. You're chained and forged around with the bands of Satan. But there's one who can set the prisoner free, and that's one is Christ. He defeated Christ at Calvary, overcame Satan, overcame the devil, overcame sin. And there's victory through the blood of Christ for you. And if you're bound tonight and you can't get out of your sin, there's no way out, you're caged in as a bird in the cage, you feel there's no way out, you're beating the air and there's no way of succeeding. Now there's one who can open the cage and set you free, and that one is Christ. And He speaks tonight with a voice of mercy, and He says, "All manner of sin shall be given to the sons of men. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Oh, do you want life? Abundant life, more abundant life, it's in Christ. And He speaks mercifully, graciously and tenderly, and He's calling you, sinner, to Himself. And today He says, if you hear His voice, oh, it's His voice. Oh, may it be that all other voices just now will be silenced. You'll turn off as far as the world is concerned. Ask God to take away the voice of the world, the luring voice of the world. Oh, the deception of the world, the luring voice of pleasure, ambition. May it be that God will turn it away, and that you'll hear none, nothing but His voice. The tender, merciful voice of Christ. It's a voice of mercy. But it's also a voice of authority. It's a voice of authority. He was the sent one, the anointed Messiah. And in Him was invested all power and authority to despise the words of Moses meant punishment. Through Moses came the law, and to despise Moses' law, people were punished. But of how much sorer punishment would it mean to despise the words of the Son of God? The words of the merciful Christ, and as he speaks tonight in compassion and in mercy to a lost sinner, to a soul to be saved, don't despise that word. Don't despise his voice, because the day is coming when punishment will be meted out to the Christ rejecter, to those who have refused his voice, to those who have turned their back and turned their ear away from the blessed voice of Christ. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ will either be a savour of life unto life for you, or they will be a savour of death unto death to every child of man. He is not only a Savior, but he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And therefore he has authority. In him is invested all authority. It's the voice of authority. Remember how he spoke to the winds and the waves as he crossed the Sea of Galilee. And my, how those waves and wind, they ceased. He spoke to the Gadarene demoniac and to the devils and they fled. Oh yes, here is the one who spoke to the man sick of the palsy and the disease left. It's the voice of authority. Never man spake like this man. People can preach, man can go and speak, but there's no voice like the voice of Christ. His words have power. His words have a ring of authority with them. Oh, let us come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ. When he says, come unto me, he means it. They're words of authority. And as you, sinner, tonight, although he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he's condescended to meet with you and to drag you by the hand as the angels drag Lot out of Sodom, and to bring you to a place of safety, a haven of refuge, that you might escape the wrath and torrents of God's judgment upon sin. Oh, may it be that you'll come to him tonight and trust the blessed Savior. It's the voice of mercy and the voice of authority, but it is also the only voice that has to do with your salvation and mine. The only voice that is directly connected with the sinner's salvation. There's no voice can give rest to the weary soul but Christ's voice, as he whispers to that weary heart. There's none can invite to the great marriage supper of the Lamb but the voice of Christ. It's his voice that invites, as he says, come, for all things are now ready. I'm only reiterating what Christ has said. I am giving to you the words of the Lord. And he says, come, for it's all ready. The work's done, the feast is prepared, the marriage is ready. Will you not come? None can speak words that take away the guilt of sin and the burden and pressures that are upon man because of the depravity of the heart. Neither none can speak words of comfort to the sinner, words of pardon like the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. None can give peace to the distracted soul like the voice of Christ. None can pronounce the blessed reward and give eternal life like the blessed Savior himself. None can do it. No man on earth can do it. No preacher, no matter how elevated he may be, none can speak words of salvation and comfort and eternal life apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. The only voice that has to do with our salvation. Let's throw aside every other voice. Voice of denomination or cult. Let us turn and throw it aside. Jesus' voice is the voice you need to hear. When he condemns, when he says the sinner is condemned already. When he believes not on him for salvation. Then let's believe it. But when he says he that believeth is not condemned. But has eternal life. Sinners, doesn't that give us hope? Doesn't that give us great encouragement? Oh, there's one place I know a fount where sins are washed away. I know a place where night is turned to day, burdens are lifted, blind eyes are made to see. There's a wonder-working power in the blood of Calvary. And it's there, sinner, that you receive pardon, that you receive forgiveness when you come as a sinner to Jesus. This voice addresses us through various mediums of communication. There are various ways in which this voice comes to us. It comes to us through the written Word of God. Through this book, which is the inspired and the infallible Word of the living God. And each time you take down this Bible and read it, you hear the voice of Jesus. He's speaking in accents clear and tender. O sinner, come. He speaks to us not only through the written Word, but through the proclamation of the Gospel, through the preached Word, and as God's servants have preached the Word, and you've heard it time without number, God has been speaking again. Christ's voice has been heard, and the very words which He spoke have been spoken in your ear and in your hearing. And we have the solemn caution of the text. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Not only do we hear Christ's voice through the proclamation of the Gospel and through the written Word, but also through the influence of the Holy Spirit. And as the Holy Spirit moves in the service tonight, may you're hearing the voice of Christ, because He's called in the Scriptures the Spirit of Christ. And when He has come, He will lead us into all truth. He will show us the things of Christ. He will reveal to us Christ. He will reveal the Savior. And tonight, as your sin has been exposed in the light of Calvary, and the light of what Christ has done, as you sit in your seat unsaved, friend, let me say tonight that the Holy Spirit is working. And through the operation of the Spirit of God, you're hearing His voice. And remember the caution. This caution we find as early as Genesis 6 and 3. My Spirit shall not always strive with man. And so tonight, if you hear His voice, sinner friend, do not despise it. Do not harden your heart. Don't turn away from it. Accept the offered mercy and the grace of God, and you'll be saved. Yes, divine providence also teaches us and addresses us. We hear the voice of God through the providence of God. The various things that fall out into our way, the things that happen to us in life, God is speaking to us by His divine appointments. Maybe someone tonight can look back to a tragedy in their life. God mercifully and graciously spared you. And through His providence, you were brought near to Christ. Perhaps you were saved as a result. Thank God for His merciful providential dealings. But perhaps there are others tonight, and you can look back to some happening in your experience. It reminded you of the Lord Jesus, reminded you of eternity, brought you very near to the cross of Calvary, but you turned your back, you hardened your heart. God made you well, He answered your request. Tonight you're away from Him, and you don't know Him. But in mercy He's calling again. And in His providence He's brought you under the sound of His Word once more, and you're in another gospel meeting, hearing His voice. How good is the God we adore! Our faithful, unchangeable friend. His love is as great as His power and knows neither measure nor end. Praise Him that you're here under the sound of His Word and you're within the reach of salvation. May you just call upon Him. Romans chapter 10 verse 11 or 11 verse 10, what you're which, but it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Sinner, if you just call, you're within calling distance. Call, He'll hear you. He's so near tonight, that even a whisper will do. Cry in His ear for mercy. Say, I repent of sin. I turn to the Lord Jesus. Thank God you'll be gloriously saved. And then this voice demands attention. This is the voice that we need to hear. And if we're to hear it, to understand it, it demands our attention. Today, if you will hear His voice. Oh, there's a ring about this verse which calls for our attention tonight. And sinner, give it your full attention. Give it your wholehearted attention tonight. Turn your attention to the voice of Jesus Christ. Turn your attention to it so that you'll believe it. So that you'll only hear it, but you'll believe it. You'll receive the truth of the gospel. You'll receive this truth tonight as the truth of God. As the truth of God to your very soul. That'll save you that you become interested. You'll become taken up with the message. You'll become taken up with Christ. You can hear that word saying, "He that believeth shall be saved." Oh, give it your attention tonight. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. It demands attention. It demands attention so as to be that we obey it. And this will be the evidence of our faith. It will be the evidence of our new birth because of His words abide in us. My, it will be seen to abide in us. If His words abide in us, be seen in our spirit, in our character, in our conversation, in our temperament, then it is evident that we belong to Him and that we are Christ's. If we are seen to forsake the evils of the world, the ways of pleasure and selfishness, to take up the cross of Christ and deny ourselves and to follow Him, then that will be the evidence that we're in Christ, that we're born of the Spirit from above, that we belong to the precious Lord Jesus. We've heard His voice. We've listened carefully. We've responded to His invitation. Oh, sinner, will you come tonight? And then there is a specific time here for hearing the Word of God. There's a specific period for hearing the voice of Christ. And it simply says today. Today. We have no promise of tomorrow. It may be a short day. We don't know how long this day of grace is going to be extended to us. But the only time you've got is now and today. And rightly the gospel says today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Many a person is full of good intentions. If you ask people, and 99 out of 100 will say to you, they want to go to heaven at last. When they die, they want to reach glory. They have good intentions. Someday they intend getting right with God. Someday they intend coming to Christ and asking Him to save them. As somebody said one occasion, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. It may well be that you have a good intention, but today is the only time you've got. If you hear the voice of Christ tonight, respond. Tomorrow, that still small voice could be silent. Or it may well be that your body will be lying cold and silent in death. And thus today is the time. It's a solemn caution. It's a warning from the Word of God. There's no device nor work in the grave to which we are travelling. There's no gospel there. There's no voice of mercy down in the cold, solid earth. There's no exhortation to come to Christ. There's no promise given to us of eternal life. As the tree falleth, so shall it lie. And it's what's done with Jesus now that matters. It's what's done with Jesus tonight that matters. And oh, sinner, come and put your trust in Him. And then very quickly and very briefly, we want to notice here the caution that is attached to this verse at the end. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart by inattention tonight. Don't harden your heart by concern for other things and making other things more important than the voice of Christ. Oh, the natural tendency of the heart is towards hardness. That's the natural tendency of the heart. If we neglect and if we keep from the softening influences of the Word of God and from the Spirit of God and from the blood of Christ, it will become callous. It will become heedless. It will become harder still. It will become like a rock. It will become like steel that nothing can penetrate. Oh, the great danger, the great warning, the great caution that is annexed to this text. Let us take heed to it tonight. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. We must not harden our hearts by pursuing our own ways. Ways of darkness and selfishness and pleasure and sin. These all harden the heart. These all serve to blunt our feelings, to pervert the very faculties of our mind, to thwart the very judgment of our heart. And my, will not be able to think clearly upon the things of God. Will not be able to see it as clearly as we once saw it. For the man who's once been enlightened and brought right to the very place where he should accept Christ and turns back again, that man's feelings become blunt. That man's heart becomes hard. That man's mind becomes perverted spiritually, so that he cannot think clearly or straight concerning the way of salvation. Oh, there's a great warning and caution annexed to this text. Let us take heed to it tonight. And sinner, don't pursue any other way other than the way of Christ. If you hear his voice, follow him. He says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you'll be known by the company you keep. You'll be known by the way you travel. And if you're not a follower of Jesus Christ tonight, then one day it will be exposed as to what way you're travelling. May it be well able to cover up and to deceive mankind, but there's a day coming. And the Bible says, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. We must not harden our hearts by yielding to the influences of unbelief. Oh, the devil will come to you tonight and he'll say, it's time enough. Just don't believe now. Unbelief will darken your mind. Unbelief will petrify your heart. Unbelief resists the Holy Spirit, resists the call of God, the wonder-working arm of Christ. It says to the Lord Jesus, stay your arm of salvation. Unbelief is sin. Unbelief has damned more souls in hell than anything else in this world. Oh, don't be an unbeliever any longer. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. It said concerning the place from which Jesus came, in his own country in Nazareth, it says he could not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Oh, the stubbornness, the rebellion, the hardness of the people of Nazareth. They turned away the Lord Jesus, as many others did in the New Testament. As many have done down through the years. Tell me, are you going to turn him away tonight? Are you hearing his voice? It's the voice of mercy. It's the voice of authority. It's the only voice to do with your salvation. That voice demands attention. There's a period for hearing that voice. Do you hear it tonight? Respond to the gentle wooings of the Spirit of God and trust the Savior. We must not harden our hearts by becoming too attached to the things of this world. Becoming too earthbound, the love of the world will lead us to hardness of heart, will lead us away from God and from heaven, down the slippery slope to a lost and to a Christless hell. For the friendship of this world is enmity with God. Let's not harden our hearts by attachment to the things of this present evil world. Let us turn away. Oh, let us concentrate our powers tonight, the powers of our mind, our whole being upon Christ. Let's turn to him. And cry like the publican, Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner. And say like the thief upon the cross, Lord, remember me. Oh, may it be that you'll come. Cry to him, don't be like the rich young ruler. Oh, we had a desire to know the Lord Jesus. A desire to meet him. Wanted to be in the company of Christ and the fellowship of the disciples. But when it came to the crunch, the issues were placed fairly and squarely before him. He wasn't prepared to give up that which he loved. And he turned away from the Lord Jesus Christ sorrowfully. And he went slowly away. The Bible doesn't tell us that young man ever came back again. And it's my belief tonight that he's still going away from Christ. Further and further away in eternity, down to the depths of darkness, woe and despair. Yea, until he lands in the lake of fire, which shall burn forever and ever. And sinner, tonight, we're cautioning, we're warning, not as a preacher, but on the authority of the Word of God, to you to flee from the wrath to come. Turn while the Savior in mercy is pleading. steer for the harbour bright. For how do you know that your soul may be drifting across the deadline tonight? Then come, sinner, come. Oh, why do you delay? It may be the last time you'll ever hear his call. Then come, sinner, come. Accept the proffered grace. It may be the last time for you. There's danger. There's death. There's eternal damnation for those who refuse and reject the gospel of Christ. Come to him tonight. We invite you to come. The Spirit of the Lord invites you to come. The Word of God calls you to come. The voice of the Lord Jesus Christ is gently speaking and calling you to come. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. May you come this evening, for his name's sake. Amen.